Blog Talk Radio.
Cowboy. Cowboy.
Well, I'm packing up my game and I'ma head out west, where real women come equipped with scripts and fake breasts. Find a nest in the hills, chill like Flint, buy an old drop.
Hello? Hello?
There seems to be a delay. I'm trying to get it organized. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah.
Well, I want to welcome everybody to the Border Watch 101 for people that want to learn the proper way to perform border watches without getting in trouble. I assume this might be Mr. Rick, right?
Yes, sir, it sure is.
That's right. Well, we was going to discuss the proper way to do a border watch without bringing hell all down around you.
Well, that's a good idea. That's a real good idea. We don't need no patriots in trouble. Well, who do we all got on the line here?
Scott, Sean, you and I. So far.
Well, I think all of us already know, yeah. We kind of need a little bit of an audience there before we go into anything else. Is this being recorded, Shannon?
Well,
I guess if it's Blog Talk, yeah, if it's Blog Talk, you should be able to go back and listen. Well, okay, yeah. Well, I'll give everybody a little background on me then.
Okay.
In case anybody comes in. I lived in Edwards County, Texas. Look on the map where Edwards County, Texas is. Kenny County's the county south of it. 40 miles as the crow flies will pretty well put the illegals right in our backyard. And it's a very rural area out there. So, of course, any good or decent sheriff will ask citizens that they get to know and trust to help them out with eyes and ears. And being so rural, you know, deputies just can't get out everywhere. That's just what it is. We do all we could to help our county. Sheriff asked me to help him out. And I said, sure. And that was to keep an eye on all kinds of things, which entail working with Border Patrol, too, because of the illegal situation. And let me tell you something. Those guys, if you listen to them, they'll tell you the rules. They'll tell you what they can do and what they can't do, and they'll also tell you what you can do and what you can't do. And you better listen to them, because if you don't listen to them, you're going to end up in jail, possibly prison. There's certain things you can and cannot do. Basically, if you're going to do a border watch, it's really simple. You basically scout and report, and that's about all you can do. You cannot detain illegals with arms. You cannot touch them. You cannot harass them. You cannot do any of those things. And if you do, you're going to end up in trouble, and then you're going to give a movement a bad name. Now, from what I understand about some folks out there from earlier conversation with Scott Malone, my buddy Scott, I've known for a long time, and I trust Scott, I trust Sean. I've been on border ops with them. They know the same things I know. Some people, yeah, if you try to take the law into your own hands, one thing you're doing is getting yourself in trouble. So if you want to throw yourself away, go ahead and defy the rules. Go ahead and go out there and take justice into your own hands and watch what happens for it. Yeah, if you think the Patriot community will rise to your defense, well, you got another thing coming. I want you to think about how many times the Patriot community rose to anybody's defense in those actions. It's also disrespectful to Border Patrol. No, by the way, the Border Patrol agents, they don't make the laws. And it doesn't mean they like the laws. They're Border Patrol agents because they care. They wanted to get into that field because they care. Now, does that mean that every once in a while we don't come across bad Border Patrol agents? Well, guess what, folks? You're going to have good and bad and everything. Now, that don't taint the whole effort. So, you know, I don't want to hear about Border Patrol bashing. That's not cool either. Those folks, you know, they do a lot for that border. They do what they can. We don't need to be getting in their way. And when you start doing things like, well, detaining illegals, harassing illegals, and this has happened, it's just happened last year. I already know of an incident right now. I don't know why I hadn't made the news, but there was like 20 people, I think, here in Texas arrested for harassing illegals.
Well,
so, folks, you're going to go to the border, and you're going to do a border op. Yeah. Look, number one, go fully prepared. Number one, and being fully prepared means, well, not only being able to take care of yourself on the border, but having the right comms and stuff and the right setups of Border Patrol to be able to scout and report for them. Anything other than that, you're getting in their way. That's just the way it is. So, hey, there, I say what I got to say. Anybody don't believe who I am? Yeah, if anybody don't believe who I am or what I'm saying, they think I'm full of shit. Well, hey, you called the Sheriff's Department over in Edwards County. Talk to Pam Elliott, Sheriff Elliott. I'm sure she'll be able to go over my 11 years of how even she got to know me. Was helping Border Patrol, watching out for Sheriff's Department. She was one of the deputies at the time. So there you go.
Yeah, I think that when we meet with Border Patrol and law enforcement, we explain to them that we're going to be in an observer report capacity and that we're going to provide them probable cause. And they seem to act real positive when they hear that because they don't have to worry about
exactly, you
know, anything going wrong. We have a new caller from the 501-508 area code. Do you have anything to say? I guess not. Okay, go ahead, Sean.
I agree with Rick. Like Rick said, we've worked together on the border several times. I'm in the Texas State Militia, and basically what Rick's saying is absolutely correct. However, what happened in New Mexico, we don't have enough of the facts, and we don't know exactly what everybody's being charged for. Here in Texas, it's a bit disconcerting, though, that the government official came out in New Mexico and said that no citizen has any right to citizen's arrest, which I disagree with. And that's just not how Texas law works here. You do have a right to arrest somebody. It's a bit different when it comes to illegals. And it has to do with private property rights. So I just we'll have to see what plays out as far as the legal ramifications of what happened in New Mexico. But, you know, it's disconcerting to think that the government is trying to say that we don't have a right to protect our property. And that's just the part I just disagree with.
Well, I think private property is a different, but we're talking about BLM, and I don't believe, and the governor is wrong, but what you're getting from a liberal, so I mean, what do you expect? I mean, they're down at the bottom of the food chain anyway. But you, in Texas, you can arrest for a breach of the public peace or a felony in your presence. So
exactly.
She said that citizens have no authority to arrest, that when the governor said that, he don't know what he's talking about. You know, that's another liberal running off at the mouth to say that.
Yeah, but where they differentiate from illegal to felony offenses, Shannon, is the illegals fall under federal jurisdiction.
Right. I agree with that.
Exactly. And that's how they pull that. That's how they get the roundy round on that. Actually, what they're doing is illegals are committing felonies by coming here illegally. And yeah, folks, Shannon and John's right. But that isn't the way it is right now. And until we can get it around that way, we're going to have to stick by what we can and can't do.
Right.
And I really believe with enough people showing up at the border, just doing the scout and report thing, would cause enough what you would call public talk. I mean, think about it. The more and more and more citizens get involved with going down and just scouting and reporting for Border Patrol, the more numbers start to get involved and they're doing it right, they're not getting involved with Border or not getting in the way of Border Patrol. It's showing the government that, hey, you got to change the rules.
Right. People have to show the government that we care. And this is not happening in a vacuum. This is a people's private property. Hundreds of people are jumping over and running through their property. And it scares these people to death because they don't know what those people could do or what they're up to. They just don't.
That's what they faced in the El Paso sector in 05 and 06. And, you know, we got a barrier up there. It's not a good barrier, but we got a barrier. And that way of life went away. So we know that the wall and the barriers, we've got to get them. And that'll stop the illegal asylum as well. But Congress is not going to help us because they haven't been able to pass one thing because they want to do nothing but fight. They want to destroy this president that got elected. And they want to do everything in their power to make sure he doesn't get reelected.
I mean, we hear the landowners all the time on the news about how they're scared to even go out with their kids without a firearm because of all the illegals coming over, and the cartels are telling them, you say anything, we're going to kill you. And Shannon has tons of landowners that want people, but the problem is we have too many keyboard warriors that say they're patriots, and they're patriots, they want to do something, but... You know, we've got a border watch June 1st to the 9th in Texas, and we don't have many people. I mean, I don't know how many people we've got listening here, but we need more people, you know?
Yep.
Well, right now it's kind of – let me explain the dynamics here so you understand the frustration of people and why they're not wanting to come to the border. And that sometimes includes myself. Unfortunately, so listen up, if you will, for a second. This comes from the heart. This isn't made to punch nobody, you know, no degradation against anything. But anyway, you got one or two things going on. Some landowners, you're going to have to watch them, guys, because they'll take advantage of it. They'll make you think that they're doing you a big favor. Well, this is something we need to remember. We're not. We're actually doing them a favor.
Right.
And they need to learn to be gracious along those lines. Number two. Yeah, donations are nice, and I like when they come in, but I've never been a big guy to go out and ask for donations. I work my butt off. I make my money. And I think Scott and Sean will tell anybody I've never done anything off of anybody else's pocket. I did it off of mine. So get ready. That's just the way that's going to go. So those are the people you got to reach out to. The ones that's willing to come down and serve on the border is just and knowing that the laws are so redundant that even all our efforts and the Border Patrol's efforts are in vain. A lot of those people are going to stay here anyway. And that's the problem. And that's why you've got so many people that just are so frustrated with the border. They're like, why should we go down and watch and report when they're just going to stay here anyway? You get what I'm coming from? And I'll tell you what, that's really smart logic. I'm not going to kick anybody in the balls for thinking that way. Because actually they're right.
We can only hope that Trump issues an executive order.
There's more trouble down there than there is to actually do good, but we still need to go. I mean,
yeah, we do. I get that. And I'm getting in a position here to where I'm going to try to allow more time for myself. I think anybody knows I've got this young business, and I happen to move to an area where work is just getting piled up on top of me. It's crazy. And I got to try to keep up. Well, I've been trying to hire people here lately. I'm actually able to put Americans to work now. That's a good thing. Try to get this business off the ground to where, you know, if I got a crew working, I can bust loose and go do about anything I want to do. That's what I'm trying to put myself into here. So I would ask some of my friends to have patience, and they have. Scott, Sean, thanks a lot. Gannon, too. You too, brother. You're aware of what I've been trying to do. Basically trying to put my life back together. And it's been tough trying to pull both ends of the row. And we get that. I'm not the only person out there that has those dynamics going on. And we get that, too. But, we need to have a lot more participation on the border, just as if nothing else, PR. And maybe that's where we're going wrong. Maybe we should start doing it as PR, saying, you know what, we know it's redundant, but at least it's PR. Let's get as many people down there to show how redundant this really is.
Right. We need you. We need volunteers to come and do this chore. That's what we need. We need more people, not less. And we need to do it right. We shouldn't point guns at people, but you know, we need to do our job, and we need to watch and care about what happens to this country and our state. Each state that's on the border is in a fight for sovereignty here. This is property rights and state sovereignty that people are upset about. I get it. We need to do something.
I mean, we're being invaded. But the thing with me, I'm from Cape Cod, Mass, and I'm traveling there. Okay, I have a brain injury, and I'm divorced with two kids, but I'm taking a week out of my life, and I may not be able to do much, but I just bought a thermal imager that I can see 750 yards. I'm going to do the best I can down there. And at least I know that if I was able to observe and report, at least some people, and if they were the bad guy, you know, if they were rapists or murderers, then I know that I did my job. You know, I can be proud of what I did. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. That's just how I feel. And
right.
I've sent it. My name's Matthew O'Neill, and I've sent everything on Facebook. I just share, and it's just amazing. All these groups, they're like 2 million people, 20,000, you know what I mean? And I haven't been able to get many people. I don't know what more I could do for PR, you know?
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's good PR. No, that's really excellent PR. That says a lot. Make sure you share your story, brother. If you're going to take a whole week off being a single father of two and all that, that's really cool.
Yeah. I'm a disabled paramedic. I suffered a brain injury 5 years ago on the job. So, I mean, I deal with a lot. but I can't work ever again. But anyways, enough about my life story. I need to do this. It's in my heart. You know what I mean? Like,
when your brother just when you come down here, when you come down here, make sure you know the rules of what you can and can't do, and don't get in Border Patrol's way. Look, Scott, Sean will tell you, I've yet to run across the Border Patrol agent that didn't show us the utmost respect.
That's
right.
Correct.
That's where I'm going with Shannon. You know, he's been doing it for so long. You know, he does it the right way, and not the
exactly. Well, I do it to what I think is the best way, where there's no type of strings attached. You know, if you observe and report and provide probable cause for the Border Patrol and the Sheriff's Office, then they get to do their job. They appreciate you being there, and it's just better all the way around.
Amen, brother. That's the way to do it. That's the rules right there. They're that simple.
Scott Malone here.
Scott?
I agree with everything that's being said. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah, it's Scott Malone. I agree with everything that's been said here. You know, observe and report, and that's what I've said. You know, all these guys, they want to do it the other way, you know, they're going to end up in jail. They'll figure out a way to arrest them, and they will go to jail.
Well, not only that, it's not only that, Scott. It's the dynamic like me and you discussed earlier. This is what's really upsetting, is it makes it harder for those of us that want to go do it right to be able to work with Border Patrol, because enough of that activity, pretty soon they're just going to be like, you know what, we've tried this a few times. It ain't worked out too well.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
it gives us a bad name. So if you're going to go down there, remember, this is not about just you and your damned opinion. This is about a lot of people that care about this country. And know this, if you go to that border, you're representing a lot of people that feel just like you about that border.
Amen to that.
It gives a bad name. All these gung-ho people that just want to go and shoot, because I see a lot of these people, they come, can we shoot them? I'm like, no. And they're going to give a bad name for Shannon, for the Texas Minutemen, that's worked his ass off. And all these other groups, I don't know about any other groups, but I just know Shannon, Texas Minutemen, and now it's going to make his job even more and under scrutiny, you know?
Exactly, brother, and that's not cool. That's not us for just one person or a handful of people to do.
Yep.
And this represents millions of Americans that feel the same way we do about that border.
Exactly.
I wish somebody.
Well, I think we need to go down there with some integrity and respect to our Border Patrol. Be surprised. You get to rubbing elbows with them agents, you're going to find out you've got brothers and sisters in the federal government. Oh, imagine that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
In the patrol area, looks like we're going to have quite a few hunting lodges to man. I don't know if it'll be in the next 6 weeks, but it could be coming.
Right.
I got one on the way from the one that we're at right now. We were on our way to the new location, and we ran into landowners on the way, and they wanted us on their property. So and they're all hunting lodges. So you just set up there and just man their location and make sure nobody vandalizes it.
Right. Well, I'm going to give you gentlemen this is what I have intended to do. And I've thought long and hard about it. Shannon, I'm going to get more involved with you, brother. And I apologize for not being more in touch with you, but I've had a lot going on. And I'm going to get more involved with your project, because I believe out of all of them that I've seen develop in Texas, you've about got the only thing that's really got its shit together. And I think we can, if more of us participate, I think we can even help you further that along. And I've got 7 recruits for the Llano County Militia at this point. So I got to concentrate on those two efforts, and that's all I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm not going to be on Facebook much. I might get on Facebook to advertise Shannon and the Texas Minutemen, not myself, but the effort. And that's my word to y'all.
Yeah, I'm with the Massachusetts 3%ers, not the originals, because the 3%ers told me I had to leave if I went to the border because they're standing down at the border. And I'm also with the Mass Oath Keepers, but I'm going as just a patriot with the Texas Minutemen. So if any of these people want to go down there representing their thing, they're wrong. You know, you go down as a patriot working with Texas Minutemen. I think the big thing is we need to get more PR, and I don't know what more I can do. I've joined like 30 groups on Facebook, and I just keep on sharing it, but I hope we get more people.
I think Scott and Shannon can tell you when it comes to PR, well, let me get past a few things where I can get dedicated to the cause. We'll do something about that PR.
I agree on that. Anybody else on there want to speak up?
What's that?
Shannon, how many people are on?
One, two, three, four, five, counting me. What's your area on that?
Look, this is the glory of Blog Talk. You can come back and watch this time and time and time again. You might only have 5, 6, 7, 8 people come on a telephone call. But you'd be surprised about what will happen in 2 weeks from tonight.
Well, then we'll do it.
And I know that because I've been on Blog Talk Radio shows.
Okay, well, anybody that wants to support the Texas Minute Border Watch, go to txminuteman.org, and you can subscribe for $5 a month to support the effort. Or you can volunteer, whichever you prefer.
Can we volunteer and still get $5?
That's what I'm doing.
If you want to.
I'm doing that.
Shannon, I might be able to help with a little bit of that here in the near future, Bob. Things are really starting to take off over here. So, look, gentlemen, I'm going to get
that?
Out of here.
Who's the slimy little communist shit-flinkle so cocksucker down here who just signed his own death warrant?
What the hell?
Who the heck is that?
Oh, shit.
Go ahead, Rick.
Damn.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Somebody's playing it. Yeah, somebody's having a ha-ha-ha. That's cool.
Well, that's me. I got them programmed.
Yeah,
in the
actually,
deal.
A lot of people can't handle the fucking truth, and that's just the way it goes. Excuse the F-bomb.
That was funny. That was cool.
I was saying.
Look, guys, I'm going to get out of here.
If we got any miscontenters, I was ready to play it, but we didn't get anybody. We didn't get any sour people. I was for sure we were going to.
Okay. I thought it was pretty funny what they played. I liked it. So, hey, if they were trying to disrupt anything, they didn't do nothing but give me a smile. Thank you very much.
Well, I appreciate everybody calling, and we'll have to do this again. I just wanted to make sure that people know that there's an alternative besides, the observant report is always the best policy.
Hey, yep. Amen, brother.
Yes, sir.
All right, guys.
All y'all
we'll check you out the next
for joining
time.
Us. Okay.
All right.
Good evening. Good night.
Stay safe. Watch your six.